I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Coming up this hour on the show, we'll hear from Bill Callahan as he decides on Dwayne Haskins' long-term future as a starter this season. And Matt Patricia in hot water from the NFL on how he handled Matt Stafford's injury this past week. That's coming up this morning on the show this hour. It's also a Trash Tuesday, so hit us up with your trashes by dialing us up at 855-212-4227 or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Joining us, though, on the show is a man that can help us explain what is going to go on tonight in the college football playoff rankings. He is the host of various shows on CBS and CBS Sports Network, including College Football Today and Inside College Football. You see him on the SEC on CBS Weekly. And this past week, a lot of eyeballs on LSU and Bama, which lived up to the hype. He's going to join Brian Jones and Kevin Carter this Saturday to break down Florida Mizzou and Georgia Auburn. Our friend Adam Zucker. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, DA. Is this the start of your show? I'm not used to this. This is high billing.
This is the top of the second hour. So,
oh, I mistimed it.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, you're on the wrong time zone. So,
I guess you should say thanks for listening.
We'll talk to you later, and hopefully catch up with you later. We're going to get to Alabama and LSU here momentarily. However, number one, there's a lot of arguments for a lot of teams at number four tonight. I think we all know what one, two, and three are going to be. Who would you put at number four tonight?
Well, if you go with the recency bias of Bama losing at home and not looking like a top 10 team in the first half, especially the final couple minutes of it, then you could put Oregon fourth because their one loss was, you know, neutral field to Auburn week one. And even if Auburn's not going to be in the playoff, they're still a solid two-loss team that's scratching at the top 10. So you could put Oregon there. But I would not be surprised at all if, as a result of the rally, as a result of human nature and some tradition, if Alabama is just gone from three to four in those rankings tonight. But I would say either Alabama or Oregon. I would have trouble putting Georgia there at this point.
Now, isn't that problematic if they keep Alabama at number four? Granted, in all likelihood, they wouldn't have a 13th game unless LSU collapses here. But if that's the case, then Alabama could stay at number four, I guess, up until the championship weekend. And perhaps even at that point, slip in. Wouldn't it be problematic if Alabama could look like that in the first half last week and still stay within the top four, only drop two slots?
Absolutely. First of all, yeah, I mean, it could be problematic. But Alabama's kind of been the king of the team that doesn't get to the conference championship game, hangs out on the sideline, and then gets into the playoff because everybody else takes on too much carnage, and there's separation in other conferences or within the SEC, like we've had in the past, where Georgia flipped the script on Auburn in their SEC title matchup, and Alabama ends up beating Georgia in the championship game for the whole thing. So, you know, the committee's different every year, but we had that year where TCU was sitting pretty in the three hole, and everybody was quacking about the TCU-Baylor game and all that unfolded. And then when the final rankings came out, TCU had been dropped all the way to sixth in the final week. So things can change. They can elevate teams for winning conference championships. Although what they still do is people think that conference championships get you extra points. They don't. It's only when they can't decide between two, three, or four teams and they're trying to figure out, okay, where does this team have an edge? Was there a head-to-head meeting? No. Well, they were a conference champion. That should count for something. But otherwise, it's one giant eye test. And Alabama benefits from it being an eye test, as do any programs who are, you know, traditional powers or have players and even coaches who year after year deliver. So You know, we've seen Ohio State get in when people said maybe they shouldn't, and we've seen them get left out at the same juncture. So, you know, you could make the argument that Georgia could have been in the playoff last year as a two-loss team, just based on one, being one of the four best teams or not. So it's a big puzzle, and some people miss the computers. I don't, and I prefer it all being human.
Yeah, I like it this way as well, far better. Adam Zucker joins us from the SEC on CBS and CBS Sports Network. I think the issue is a couple of years ago when Alabama did not win its own championship, didn't win its own division, and went to the college football playoff, I could confidently say they were one of the four best teams of the country, and so you got to put them in the playoff. Ultimately, they won the national championship. After Saturday, I can't say definitively they're one of the four best teams of the country. I mean, they've got the right helmet, they've got the right coach, but yep. They haven't beaten anybody this year. And they fell behind at home by 20 points to LSU. And granted, LSU's great. But how could you hang your hat on the evidence this year that Alabama's one of the four best teams of the country? To this point in time, there's no evidence that that's the case, is there?
There is no evidence. There's only the guesswork of when I rank my teams for the AP every week, I just think, okay, who would I take on a neutral field, Alabama or Oregon? And I lean back, and on that one, I'm 50-50 right now. That's why I think they're 4-5. But I wouldn't take Georgia to beat Alabama. I wouldn't take Utah, Minnesota, Penn State, or Oklahoma. Maybe Oklahoma in an all-out shootout, kind of like what we just saw. But Oklahoma has its own problems, defensively specifically. But what I said at halftime, sitting on the sideline of that game on CBS Saturday, was this reminds me of the Clemson game. Alabama can't stop LSU's offense. They got into a little bit of a panic. They tried to go for something before the half and ended up giving up another touchdown. So, you know, no. Now, that second half was unbelievable, and I was convinced that Alabama was going to win the game. Once they got within six, I thought, okay, they're going to make that defensive stop now. They had a couple moments where they were getting to Joe Burrow, but in clutch third-down situations, they couldn't bring him down, and we know they couldn't bring down Clyde Edwards-Helaire, whether it was missing the spin move, going for a strip and having no leg strength to combat that guy, and he torched them. He was earning it, and for every yard he got, I think he got 10 seconds of hugs on the sideline from people, and after they landed in Baton Rouge as well. So no, but you know, I'm not saying Bama over at least the other three like Clemson or Ohio State or LSU here, but you know, I have trouble thinking that they're going to fall down below a lot of these other teams that they're jumbled up with in the one-loss region, or even Minnesota and Baylor as the undefeated still.
It's hard because it just happened, but if we could zoom out, with all that was on the line, with Alabama's history, with LSU's history at Bama, with Nick Saban's history at home in Tuscaloosa, was Joe Burrow's performance on Saturday one of the great quarterback performances of the last decade or so in college football?
Actually, yes, absolutely. And it was a Heisman ticket. I mean, it was the Heisman, to me, it was the Heisman winning performance. And some of it was with his arm, of course, in the first half, a lot of it. But the stuff that the moment he decided to just run and wiggle his way up the middle and take on contact and slither away from it. But you think of the greatest quarterback performances by Heisman winners, and from these four losses that Alabama's had over the last decade, now five at home, two of them were to Cam Newton and Johnny Manziel in their Heisman winning years. You know, one, you had the Ole Miss game where every ball bounced Ole Miss's way. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But so I would think that Joe Burrow is going to be looped into that packet of nugget land of football knowledge that Joe Burrow will win the Heisman, and like Johnny Manziel before him and Cam Newton before him, it'll be buoyed by a win in Tuscaloosa.
Adam Zucker, host of the various studio shows on CBS and CBS Sports Network. That includes College Football Today, the SEC on CBS, Inside College Football. Brian Jones, Kevin Carter, Adam Zucker going to break down Florida, Mizzou, and Georgia Auburn this weekend on CBS. Two really interesting games in the SEC on the CBS Sports Network. Buffalo, Kent State, Louisiana Tech, Marshall, VMI against Army, Central Michigan, Ball State, and Cincinnati, USF. Big day and days there as well on CBS Sports Network. It is always awesome to catch up, my man. I'm sure we'll do it again here soon.
Yeah, dude, you too. I'll get my alarm set earlier next time. Okay. My coffee set. It just felt, the open felt so big.
Yeah,
I just felt like we were kicking it off, you know?
You're the best, Zook. Thanks for doing it. All right.
See you, man.
Talk to you soon. Adam Zucker joining us from the SEC on CBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.